escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Guardians pick up a second straight win against the Astros, 10-6 last night. Some big plays. Brian Rocchio coming up with a big homer to give the team a 6-1 lead. That was on the heels of Ramirez getting a big 378-foot home run that gave the team a 2-0 lead. I mean, there was a lot of really good things that happened, and then they let the lead slip away, and you kind of just could feel it a little bit. It was just they had one of those leads last night, and you're like, it's fourth inning, man. Any chance this game's going to move a little faster? And it didn't. And then all of a sudden, they score three in the bottom of the fifth, and then they get two in the bottom of the eighth, and you're like, here we go, extra innings. So you end up going to extra innings, and then boom, you come up with a grand slam. Martinez hits a grand slam, man. How awesome was that off of Josh Hader, of all guys? And so the Guardians are able to win 10-6. It was a fun little ride, but not all is perfect with our baseball team. No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe the fact they're 15 out in the Central. Yeah, that might be why. Maybe they got to jump over six teams to try to get back into the wild card. Yeah, why not? But I'm going to feel good about the last 48 hours. But when it comes to your manager, sometimes you got to question the manager, don't you?
Yes.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
I like Stephen Vogt.
Yes, you do.
You like Stephen Vogt. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a very good job with this team. And I think sometimes Stephen Vogt, maybe it's a byproduct of the entire organization, they need to take their eyes off of their iPads and their tablets and put their eyes on the baseball field.
What are you saying? Technology bad?
Seventh inning last night.
Technology bad.
Before we get to what happened in the seventh.
Yes.
You know, I've been intrigued at the idea that Nolan Jones is back.
Yes.
And it's not Nolan in particular. It's the fact that he's a 6'6" guy who looks like he can hit the ball a long way and has been struggling this year. Doesn't have a ton of, I think, three home runs. He's not had the power numbers, but he had a terrible start. In batting averages by month for Nolan Jones, okay?
Okay.
March, 143. April, 175. He hit 239 in May. He hit 260 in June. And in July, he's hitting 304. Every month of the season, Nolan Jones' batting average has gone up. They keep telling us that he's hitting the ball hard, doing a good job. Correct?
Correct.
Last night, seventh inning, Nolan Jones, who already was 2-for-2 in the game with two runs scored and one run batted in. Seventh inning. They pinch hit for him.
Yeah.
He was 2-for-2, and he's hitting over 300 in July. He's one of the few guys who actually is swinging a decently hot bat right now. And he was 2-for-2 in the game. And they pinch hit for him.
And they used to?
Against a lefty. They brought in Yep. And I'm glad this guy was picked up by the organization, former first-round pick of the Angels. Maybe he can become something. They pinch hit Will Wilson for Nolan Jones against a lefty. Okay? Righty-lefty. I hate it because even though in certain situations, yes, I get it. I understand. But righty-lefty, okay. Look at the field. Look at the game. What's happened? Nolan Jones was 2 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
He had scored 2 runs. He drove in a run. And against left-handed pitchers before Will Wilson hit last night, against lefties, and Will's a rookie this year, his batting average against lefties, .200. Nolan Jones, batting average against lefties this year, .206. So the same. Okay, basically the same. Why would you pinch hit for a guy going lefty-righty when the guy you're pinch hitting for is actually slightly better against lefties and was 2 for 2 in the game? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. Well, Wilson's hitting 172. What are you doing? I mean, he's got like 50 at-bats, but he's hitting 172. Why not? That's like average, isn't it?
Well, it was 175 before he hit last night. Well,
that's a good point. I didn't realize that. Yeah, that did take him back.
I mean, seriously. Come on, I understand. If you have guys you don't trust, then you platoon and you pinch hit and you go lefty righty. You have one of the hottest hitters on your team.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Whose batting average has gone up every month, and he's having his best month of the year so far in July when he's hitting over 300, and he was 2 for 2 in the game, and you lift him for a pinch hitter
with a walk.
Oh my God,
he had a walk too.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? I mean, Andy, I'm sorry. I understand all of the analytics. I understand, not the actual analytics. I understand the use of the analytics. I understand that. You understand that. That's just stupid baseball. Stupid baseball. And Stephen Vogt is better than that. So if he's coming up with that, somebody needs to tell him, hey, stop it. And if it's the front office who's coming up with all that analytical data, you got to go lefty-righty. I honestly spent an hour last night looking up. Anybody put that Nolan Jones was hurt? You know, he was in there after messing up his
right.
the night before. Except yeah. He was back in there and he was 2 for 2.
He'll be giving a sliding clinic, though, for kids sometime in the near future.
Oh, my God, that was
future.
Terrible. But I was looking. Was he injured? Did he come out because he had bad clams for the pregame dinner, and they were catching up to him? Did Will Wilson have a personal vendetta against the pitcher? And I couldn't find any reason, anything that screamed, you need to pinch hit here, except, well, he's a left-hander, and you got to go with a right-hander against a left-hander.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ramirez ended up going in to play third base, right, at the end of the game, didn't he? That was last night. He did. I think they actually gave up the DH last night in the game.
And they had guys moving all over the place. By the way, Stephen Kwan ended up in center field.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
Nolan Jones has done a solid job when he's played out in center. And Angel Martinez was in center after Nolan Jones went out, and then Angel went back to second, and that's when Kwan went over to center field. I mean, they're juggling things like crazy. Maybe if you just let your hot hitter bat, you don't have to outthink yourself. They ran out of position players.
Do you think he overmanages? Is that what you're saying?
He did last night.
Now, my question then becomes, and maybe Dan can you help us? Yeah, they did win.
But why are you doing that? Andy, seriously.
I can't argue this one. I don't know. Especially because Jones was hot. That was the other reason. Why would you walk away from that? To me, that's a straight analytics move. What manager is going to take out a guy who's 2-for-2 already with a walk and an RBI? And it's a player
hitting better than he's hitting any month this season.
Yeah, you're trying to get him to percolate, too. I mean, it's like, he's been...
He's one of the hotter bats on the team.
Right, but he's been struggling, so why wouldn't you want to keep him up there, right?
Well, he hasn't been struggling lately.
No, I'm saying, but when he was, and now all of a sudden he's in this position where he's playing better. That's my point.
Put him on the field and leave him alone. I mean, you're platooning like crazy. Maybe. I'm not saying yes. Maybe you have a guy here who deserves regular at-bats and deserves to be a starter. Mm. At the very least, Andy, his batting average has gone up every month. And
Didn't really have anywhere else to go.
This sounds silly to say. He's up to .229 on the season.
I know.
Puts him at the top of the Faber pledge class. And I don't get it. And I really like Stephen Vogt. And I really think he's done a good job with this team. But come on, man. Quit out thinking yourself, or quit letting analytics drive everything. You're a baseball guy. You made all-star teams. You're a catcher. You played 10 years in the league. You're pretty smart. Nolan Jones was 2-for-2 with a walk, and he's been trending appropriately entirely all season long. Leave him alone.
Representing analytics, computers, and all things that are evil in sports, Dan Menigan. Dan, your thoughts on what Jeff's saying? Because to me, it sounds like analytics is getting in the way of... I'm always in favor. I don't have a problem with analytics. When it's used as a tool. When it's used as a tool, I don't have a problem.
Agreed completely.
But it can't be the end. To me, that move, and you tell me, that seems like that came straight from a playbook that was written before the game.
If it didn't, shame on Steven.
I think it came straight from Steven Vogt.
Well, shame on him.
I'm not buying
that. And the reason
that
I think that is the case is, go back to last year. Now, granted, we're dealing with a small sample size. But go back to last year. What was the one thing that we said perpetually about Steven Vogt? Everybody who was on this team got in games. He didn't really have guys sit on the bench for extended periods of time. He was always kind of playing platoon advantages. He was moving everything, but last year, every move was the right move. You know, it all seemed to work out nicely.
Because everything worked out.
He's kind of going down the same road this year.
I don't think he has the same. If only 70% of his moves worked, I don't know that stays out. I think the front office is all over him.
Silly. Yeah.
They very much believe that if you are on the major league roster, you should be playing in a major league.
Well, that's okay, except for one thing. You pinch hit for the hottest guy on the team, and he was 2-for-2.
Jeff, you know how I feel about Nolan Jones. I'm with you. I would have him out there every single day, and I would have him swinging and missing until his arms hurt, and then take some walks. I'm with you completely. This just seems like one of those philosophical things where if you're on this roster, we're getting you into a game.
Hmm. Rick is in Doylestown. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with you. It's better than hitting. I don't remember Francona sitting around a table very often. I'll tell you, a lot of this, I think, is this boat being a young manager. This is his first time through. I think the players like him. I mean, I'm like you guys. I do like him. I think he's a personal guy.
Yeah.
And the team morale is good, and that's a positive. When you're talking about the hitting, I'm going to talk to you about the pitching and the way he's mishandled that quite a bit lately. Last night, Gallo, Cantillo was pitching very well. He gives up 2 hits in the 5th inning, but he had been dominating pretty well. They got a few nothing hard hits. He's at 84 pitches. Okay, 2 guys on. They're up 6-1. He brings in a guy who's pitched 3 out of the last 5 days, 8 out of the last 15. And this Festa, I don't know what to think about him. But I think he has a love affair with him or something. And he, boom, 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 3 runs. Here we go again. If I'm a starting pitcher, I think if I get past 5 innings, I'm living the high life, the night before with Bybee. three great innings. He had a rough inning. He gave up the four runs. He yanked him before he could finish it up. You got to let these guys find their way. You know, you got to let them experience, see what they're made of. And as far as the platoon players, you're absolutely right. It makes absolutely no sense at all. You know, Manzardo should play every day. You know, they should bring Lauder up here every day. Cephas, you know, should be at first base. Let's just see what the second half is made, because you're not going anywhere this year. And you're wasting some good pitching. You're wasting a Hall of Fame player in the prime of his career. You want to make sure you feel Kwan still feels healthy enough about wanting to stay here in the next year or two. So you've got to give him some money.
He's going to get paid somewhere else.
Or he's going to get paid somewhere else. But, you know, maybe you could talk him in because he's a homegrown boy. He's been here. You know, he can have a Jose. Maybe we get another Jose moment with him. I don't know. I hope so, because you lose Kwan, we're losing a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Rick and Doyle. Sorry, we got to roll here, my friend. Thanks, Rick. Right. Appreciate you. Rick and Doylestown just pointing out some things. I think, you know, we talk about I don't think we're going to see another hometown deal like we did with Ramirez again. Most teams don't. You can't bank on that. There's no way you could ever look at it and say that's what's going to happen. So let's come back. I know we were talking Guardians here for a good portion of the morning. And again, I'm excited. They won 10-6. They beat Houston the last two in a row.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.